This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The Federal Reserve has been having some success getting prices back under control, some. But inflation has been above the Fed's 2% target that Kristen was just talking about for more than 2 years now, which means businesses have had plenty of time to figure out how to raise prices to cover their higher costs, and then some, actually. But when big businesses raise prices, they've got reams of data they can pore over about how their customers and their competitors might react and what those companies should do in response. Small businesses, though, do not have that luxury. So Marketplace's Justin Ho went out and talked to some small business owners about how they make decisions in raising prices. And he started in a bike shop in Newbury Park, California.
The store is called Worldwide Cyclery. It specializes in high-end mountain bikes, bike components, and clothing. Almost 20,000 products from over 200 different brands. And owner Jeff Cayley says when it comes to setting the price of most of it, he doesn't have much flexibility.
All those different brands will have different policies from here's a minimum advertised price, here's a window where there's, you know, 1 month a year where you can go below that price. You can or cannot use discount codes.
Then there are the products that Cayley makes himself. He opens up a new box of bike pedals.
Here you are. So a composite pedal, that means the whole kind of casing of the pedal is made out of a really hard, durable composite material.
Manufacturing some of these products has gotten more expensive recently. So a few months ago, he raised the cost of his carbon fiber handlebars by about 7%. But sometimes, raising prices has nothing to do with the cost of the product itself.
Whether that's even just, you know, the lease on the building that we have or our labor costs or even just things like electricity and utilities costs. It's like those things inch up. We need to have a larger gross margin in order to accommodate for that.
Kelly has to balance all of that against what customers are willing to pay. He says the bike industry boomed in the early days of the pandemic, and he could pretty much raise prices and trust that people would pay them.
In our industry, those days have passed us. Back during, you know, 2021, 2022, consumers were much more accepting of that.
Cayley says he and his staff keep a close eye on what competitors are charging. Sometimes they've even reduced their prices. And when the store decides to raise prices, it experiments to see how increases land.
You know, we'll adjust something, run a test, see what happens, go back to the drawing board. So it's kind of a never-ending game.
And a lot of it comes down to a business owner's experience.
I'm relying on, like, my gut and my intuition a lot.
That's Jess Harrington. She runs a company in the Boston area that stages homes that are up for sale, makes them look good with furniture, paint, and lighting. Harrington says she's raised her prices about 25% over the last 2 years, mostly because she's had to buy a lot of new furniture and other equipment and rent a bigger warehouse to store it all.
I must have like between 60 and 70 sofas. I have a lot of dining tables. I can't even tell you. I have a room that's dedicated to textiles and to linens.
Harrington says she could probably raise her prices even more since demand for her service has been pretty high lately. But in her industry, she says there are limits.
There is always that just sort of, you know, feeling that like, what if I raise my prices and no one ever hires me again.
There is one way to figure out what kind of price increase customers will take. Just ask them.
That's how you get data. You have to ask. It can't be out of the sky. Oh, I think they can afford it. You know, it's asking.
That's Marcia St. Hilaire Finn, who owns Bright Star Early Care and Preschool in Washington, D.C. She's raised her prices between 3% and 5% every year since the pandemic started. And once per quarter, she surveys her customers. St. Hilaire Finn says, yeah, no one's ever happy to hear that they'll have to pay more for childcare. But when she gets the surveys back, she says,
they're like, yeah, we get it. Yes, that's fine.
As part of the survey, St. Hilaire Finn says she tries to be transparent about why she's raising prices.
We need, in order to continue that service, the teachers do need a raise, right? Benefits, we provide benefits. Real estate goes up by 3% every year. So the minimum we can raise this is at least by 4%.
One thing St. Hilaire Finn's been doing to keep her price increases to a minimum is cutting back on investment.
Maybe we'll forego getting that new playground. We can do what we have is fine. It's just not up to date. The kids are still having fun on the old playground.
And as long as her income covers the cost of doing business, St. Hilaire Finn says she's okay with that. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.